Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100-CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100-CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100-CA1.
Well, with the Oklahoma wheat harvest wrapped up, producers are looking forward to the cotton crop. So far, we're seeing some problems with the cotton crop. OSU market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson gives us an update.
Cotton prices, you go back a couple years, were up in the 70s and the 80s. They got back down into the low 50s. They're probably about where we expect them right now, in the 60-cent range. We'll have to see what happens with the cotton numbers as they come in from around the world. But right now, the number to remember is 60 cents. We get good news, lower cotton production, higher prices, higher cotton production, lower prices.
You can always hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on cotton and other grain prices on the latest episode of SunUp. You can listen to SunUp by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, agriculture groups welcome the announced changes by the Trump administration to the National Environmental Policy Act. The White House says the final rule will modernize and accelerate environmental reviews under NEPA so infrastructure can be built in a timely, efficient, and affordable manner. President Donald Trump says, by streamlining infrastructure approvals, we'll further expand America's unprecedented economic boom. The Ag Retailers Association supports the reforms. ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic says the final rule will speed up the approval process for much-needed infrastructure projects, which will especially benefit the rural communities in which ag retailers and their customers live and work. The Fertilizer Institute applauded the rule's finalization, stating, many of our members have been negatively impacted by outdated NEPA guidelines. However, environmental groups object. Natural Resources Defense Council CEO and Obama-era Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy says the rule is a clear attempt to silence and sideline people to make it easier for industry to pollute our communities. Well, totally unexpected but deeply appreciated amounts of rainfall fell across some of the highly parched Oklahoma soils in recent days and helped alleviate some shades of drought. Especially pleasing was the reduction in coverage of extreme drought from 3.74% across the state to 2.99% of the landmass. Today, there remains pockets of drought in Cimarron, Texas, Blaine, and Dewey counties. Basically, everything south of I-44 is drought-free this week except for far northeast Oklahoma. Overall, 39% of Oklahoma is drought-free. That's an improvement from 33% last week. Nationwide, extreme drought has expanded in Colorado and now covers most of the entire southern half, leaching down into New Mexico and southwest Kansas. Pockets of extreme drought are also scattered throughout the Texas Panhandle, western Utah, northern California, and southwestern and north central Oregon. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
And that's a look at our latest farm and agricultural news. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and get the latest agricultural information and farm news there as well. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.